Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Welcome back. Let's get a quick update now in terms of the airstrikes, the strike action by air traffic controllers, as you say, in France, and how it's affecting stuff at Dublin Airport. A number of flights, Ryanair, for example, cancelled 400 flights across Europe and the UK. Aer Lingus flights weren't affected. Simon Calder is travel correspondent with the London Independent, and he joins us now from Gothenburg Airport. You might give us a sense of the scale of this disruption, Simon.
Oh, sure. Yes. And good evening to you. Well, my flight is about an hour and a half late. It's British Airways to London Heathrow. And if you know southwest Sweden and you know London, you'll realise that at no point does the aircraft go anywhere near French airspace. But unfortunately, it's been to Algiers and back, and it picked up a delay of about an hour and a half because the flow of aircraft over France was restricted. And yes, as you say, a number of cancellations on Ryanair, mainly to French places such as Beauvais, which is the Ryanair version of Paris, also to Nice, to Nantes, to Marseille, and to Carcassonne. But crucially also, and this is what Ryanair is really enraged about, cancellations to Italy, to Switzerland, and to Spain, mm-hmm. because the overflights have also been affected. And Ryanair have collected more than a million signatures and handed them to the European Commission, saying, for goodness sake, get France to insist that air traffic controllers handle overflights. Because at the moment, there you are, flying from Ireland to Switzerland, and unfortunately, all the flight paths go over France, and you're finding your flight is cancelled.
Because of it, and the air traffic controllers in France are still on strike, and we don't know how long or how much a disruption will cause. And we have nervous listeners, Simon. How disruptive will this be, in your opinion?
Well, you've got nervous contributors as well. who knows? I mean, there is so much pressure on European airspace at the moment. Talking to Eurocontrol in Brussels, who coordinate all the flight schedules, they say there are really serious problems on large parts of the airspace, simply because we're also short of air traffic controllers, and that's something else that Ryanair is annoyed about. And so this is coming at a time of maximum stress anyway, and I'd love to say, look, it'll all be fine, but clearly the French air traffic controllers realise they have more industrial muscle than pretty much any other group of workers in Europe, and what with the summer holidays coming up, it would not surprise me if we're talking about this again. Meanwhile, of course, European air passenger rights rules are on your side. If your flight is cancelled, the cancelling airline has to get you to your destination as soon as possible and pay for a hotel and meals while you're waiting.
I'm not sure if that's any help to you, but I hope you will get some comfort somewhere. I hear you're near a cafeteria in the airport. Simon Calder.
It's only tea.
Get yourself a good strong cup of tea is what I was going to say. From the London Independent, Simon Calder, thank you very much indeed. And I think we'll talk to Simon again quite soon to see how that will be progressing.